This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what do you consider the James Cook situation, on the field or off the field stuff?
I don't think the James Cook situation is going to be that significant by the time we get to training camp. I think it will, right? Like, it's always going to be lingering there. This can kind of be a natural segue into the next thing. But him not showing up to the first voluntary workout that we were allowed to be at was at all surprising to me.
Like,
I did not expect him to be there, and I don't expect him to be at the next voluntary workout. It becomes a bigger deal if he skips the first day of mandatory minicamp. But I don't think this is a guy who's holding out during training camp.
Let me ask a question. What if it's a hold-in? That becomes a story.
Yeah, it does. But
if he shows up and he's not practicing, I think Hard Knocks is all over that, and I think we're all over that.
Oh, definitely. I just don't think it gets to that point, because if you hold in, right, if he shows up but doesn't practice, he still gets fined, doesn't he?
No, that's why you hold in.
Okay, well, that would be an interesting storyline.
That's why guys have done it over the years. That's why I think T.J. Watt might have done it a couple of years ago. But this is what players are doing now the last several years. Once they change the mandatory fines that basically can't be rescinded, players are like, okay, I'll show up. I'm just not doing anything.
I have always been of the belief that James Cook does not have the leverage that he thinks he has.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's in his best interest to make this as little of a headline as possible and just show up and work. I really do. Cause who knows? Maybe the Bills are like, okay, you know, you were a good soldier. We're going to give you a deal a couple days before the season, like they did with Dawson Knox and Spencer Brown and a couple other people over there. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't know what he is trying to get out of this other than letting everybody know that he's not happy with his situation.
So I agree with you that when we show up for training camp the first day or so, James Cook will be in uniform and he'll be practicing. Mm-hmm. Although I would maybe say maybe one day, maybe a statement. I'm not going to practice the first day, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. That said, I don't think it's that simple. I do think this could be getting to a storyline type of deal where whether it's you and I and the media and the team, the people that cover the team on a regular basis, or Hard Knocks, or even Adam Schefter, you know, reporting yesterday and linking Elena Getzenberg's story to ESPN.com, which is James Cook not at OTAs. He's seeking a new contract. This is a story that's lingering. If he's not at mandatory minicamp, which he can be fined for, it becomes another story. So I do think that this is something that's going to be on the radar. And he's not getting a new contract. Whether he practices or not, he's not getting a new contract before July 3rd, 23rd, 24th, whatever day that is, right? So to me, back to the Hard Knocks point, I think that this becomes a bit of a focus and people are talking about this and becomes kind of a national story. Here's this guy that wants his contract. I don't know what line in the sand James Cook is going to draw, to be quite honest. And that's part of the intrigue for me.
Yeah. But I also think we'll have probably a little bit more clarity before we even get to that Hard Knocks point based off of what happens at mandatory minicamp. Because if he does show up right off the gate at mandatory minicamp and he talks and he addresses it, then all of a sudden that kind of gets pushed to the back burner, right? There's interesting ways that this could go. It's not the perfect example, but remember the Steph stuff a couple years ago where he skipped the first day of mandatory. Well, he was sent home from mandatory minicamp. Mm-hmm. I got to be careful. And then he gets to the first day of training camp and he kind of addresses everything. But even by addressing everything, he didn't really address anything. And it just kind of led to even more questions about whether he was happy or not in Buffalo. I don't see that happening quite to the same level with James Cook.
I would say this. The difference is that was not a contract situation.
Yeah. That was just
That was just Stefan being Stefan in whatever way. I think the closest example might be Jordan Poyer when he actually did hold in the first day of mandatory minicamp, if I remember correctly. And then the next day he's out there and he's like, yeah, I couldn't do that. Like, I can't be out there watching my teammates practice. It's going to be interesting. Nobody knows where it's going, which is to me part of the story here. The story to me is what really, you know, is going to happen and the wondering of it. And then once you get to training camp, how all that works itself out, because I do think there's something in there that's going to be people latching onto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.